Today, we will read Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 31. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, I pray that your word would be alive and that it would be real to us. Lord, speak to us. Help us to understand what it is that you are saying, how we are to live and follow you today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 31. Meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered, so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, saying, "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When you are brought before synagogues, rulers, and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say." Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." He told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than birds? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet, I tell you, not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? So do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. All right, in today's reading, we begin with a warning, where Jesus warns them not to be led astray by the Pharisees, to be on their guard, that the Pharisees focus on the wrong things, and it seems that that is a common theme throughout today's reading, and that is focusing on the wrong things. That the Pharisees are all worried about what everybody else sees. But Jesus says, don't worry about only what everybody else sees, but about what people don't see. Because God does see everything. Even when no one else is watching, God sees it. Next, he talks about not being afraid of people on the outside, but being afraid of those who can destroy our soul. Being afraid of the devil, evil spirits. Being afraid of sin and running from it. And so he tells them, don't worry about all of that. Don't worry about just the outside. God is able to take care of you. And in verses 6 through 7, he talks about the fact that 5 sparrows are sold for just a little money, just pennies. And yet, God knows about them. They're not forgotten by God. You are more important. And we see this again at the end of today's reading, that God knows about us. He knows our needs and takes care of us. So we don't need to worry. We don't need to be distracted and consumed with things of this physical world. But instead, keep our focus on God. Next, in verses 8 through 10, he warns them not to be ashamed of him and deny him publicly. Not to go around, and if people ask about God, saying, oh, I'm not a Christian. Don't get mad at me and hate me and persecute me. There is a temptation sometimes when things become difficult. There will be times when we are part of a larger spiritual war where Satan is trying to destroy the people of God. He is attacking God through God's people. And there are times and places where Christians are hated and persecuted. They are, people hurt them. Sometimes they're even killed because they follow Jesus. But Jesus says, do not deny me. Okay, once again, focus on what is important. And that is Jesus. That, yes, other people are able to hurt us here, but heaven is bigger and more important. How can I worry about suffering in this life, which is short, when God has eternity waiting for me that will never end? The short sufferings that happen because we claim Jesus here are nothing compared to the rich reward that is waiting for us in heaven. So once again, what are we focusing on? What is it that we are thinking about and consumed with? What fills our life? He tells a story. He tells a story about this rich young man. When someone comes to him, Jesus, and asks Jesus to get his brother to share, to divide an inheritance with him, Jesus says, that's not my job. Don't be greedy. All right? Now, here is a story and an example, and he tells a story. This man has an abundance, and he starts thinking, oh, I have lots and lots of stuff. I need bigger barns, and I will fill them, and then I won't have to work, and I'll be able to sit back and relax. And God says to him, what are you thinking? Tonight, you're going to die. And all of this that you have worked hard for, that you are excited about, will be gone. It doesn't go with you into the next world. Today, it's all going to be gone. And we also need to not be consumed with the things of this world, with amassing treasure for ourselves, with getting more and more. We need to be focused on eternity. Now, does that mean that we cannot have things, that we cannot have possessions? Not necessarily. It doesn't mean that we can have nothing. But instead, it means that we need to understand that there is something more important than the things that I have. I cannot let getting more and more and more things, building a comfortable life for myself here, I cannot let that take the place of God. God must be most important in my life. Finally, in today's reading, again, he says, what are you focusing on? What are you worried about? And he talks about not worrying. That we don't need to worry about the things that many people worry about. Don't become obsessed with worrying about things like food or clothes or possessions. Now, I don't think we necessarily need to just not think about them at all, but once again, it's a matter of priorities and of worrying and trust that we should not be afraid to follow God simply because we're worried about our physical existence. If we are following and obeying God, God will provide. If we are doing what God tells us to do, He will take care of us. I don't need to worry about, oh no, where will I find money for food, or where will I find money for clothes? I need to trust God that He will take care of me and my family. Now, I may not be rich. I may not have so much food that I can stuff myself and become fat. But God will keep me well. He will provide all that I truly need if I just trust Him and follow Him. So I don't need to worry. I don't need to be afraid. I can't add an hour to my life by worrying about it. I can't do that. So I just need to let go of the things that are out of my control and trust God, that God is good and God can and will provide. Lord, help us today to have the right focus. Lord, it is easy to become distracted by things in this world, but you want us to focus on you. You want us to love you with all of our heart, soul, and mind, to be the most important thing. You want us not to be worried about other things, but to trust you. So help us keep our focus on you, to seek your kingdom first, and then trust you to provide everything else. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.